Blog Talk Radio.
Promoting your bios, your pictures, and we will not let you down. We want you to send this stuff in so we can get you heard and people to know who is out there with the, I'm telling you, you all are going to be blessed to know that you have people out here that can sing. I mean, really sing and get the good news out through song. Tonight, right now, we have in our studios Minister Derek Tuggle. Minister Day.
Amen.
You're in the house.
I'm in the house. Amen. Let every heart say amen.
Minister Day from New Hope Church of God in Christ. Y'all, he's funny. He is funny. He has a good sense of humor. He always had me laughing. Always. And he's going to be co-hosting with me here on Gospel Vibes. Tonight,
amen.
We also have in our studios Pastor Tim Tuggle, who is a wonderful, loving man of God, and he's going to be tapping in on the knowledge of the 501(c)(3)s, and he'll shed a little light on that subject that we have going out for, make sense of the profit and the non-for-profit. That's what we're here tonight to discuss. Minister D, what you think about that? You know, we're going to hit on a few points on that. Give me a little something. I mean, just a little something what you think.
Well, I'm just going to let everybody out there know now, whatever needs to be brought is going to be brought. Some of y'all might not be ready for this. I'm just saying, you know. How do young folks say they keep it 100?
Be 100 live. 100
live. Amen, 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 amen.
Well, Mr. D, just to hit on a few points pertaining to the subject, you know, a nonprofit organization can range from a single community outreach program to a multi-billion-dollar entity. You know, remember Bill Gates, now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, he started like that. He started like that. I'm still paying. I mean, everybody that uses the internet is getting their bank account sucked out every time they go to a new level, like Windows 7 and Windows 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Every time it go up, you get
sucked out. You know, one thing I'm finding out, though, you know, most don't have a problem with the 501(c)(3) until they find out it's the church.
True. Yeah, true.
Everybody can make some money, but when they find out the church bringing in some money, then there's a problem. I'm just saying.
Well, now, you know, we found out that there are some church prophets and some so-called Christian mentor programs now that have gotten hip to the fact that they can use this 501(c)(3).
Well,
by approaching a lot of the big-name organizations to make some money. Now, I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Now, you know that when they bring certain people in to do the labor within these organizations, it's supposed to be under volunteer obligation. You volunteering.
Right. Well, you
now,
know.
know in this day and time that's going to work for free? I mean, I don't know nobody. I mean, unless they maybe about 99, 100, you know, they ain't doing nothing but sitting down. But
the way I was brought up, you don't work for free.
Nothing, no kind of way.
Well, yeah, that's the way I was brought up. If you have studied and mastered your craft, you should be paid for it. Don't get me started, Tom.
Well, the thing is, see, what they do is they promise that if you work, that you will make a certain amount of money. But then they found out after you work maybe about 40 to 90 hours, then you are reminded that you are under voluntary status. And they'll shoot you about $30 to $40, enough of gas money. And you're supposed to be quiet about it because, you know, you're volunteering. You just can't say anything because it's against the law to be making money that way. I'm trying to still kind of understand how that they can allow you to work that kind of work, do that kind of labor and not get paid. I don't know anybody who really would do it.
Well, you know, people confuse doing stuff in the name of the Lord. They confuse that with doing it for free. You can do stuff in the name of the Lord and still get paid. Amen.
That's right. Yeah, you can. They're doing it. Everybody's doing it. I mean, they're doing it now. But I just don't understand where they do that at. Where do they do it? Where you go and work, I say, 14 hours a day. And then at about maybe you don't even get paid maybe a month or two later, and then they give you like $30 or $40.
14 hours a day.
Yeah, 13-14 hours a day.
I thought regular work they were 8 hours.
Yeah, no, you talking about like double shifts.
14 hours a day.
And these people, they're doing it, and a lot of people, not a lot of organizations, they know it's going on. When they hire these people in, they sign a contract that they will get a certain percentage of what they make, because they're using these organizations' tools or whatever it is that they're using. They're using their stuff, so they got to pay for that. Okay, they get a certain percentage out of what is made, and they get then they're supposed to give a certain percentage to you, the worker, but they're not supposed to. But they promise they will. And they bring you in on false pretenses saying, well, we're going to pay you by $80, $90, you know, a day. Well, the young person, like you're coming out of college, that sounds good to them.
I don't know about paying the college person that $30, $40 out of 14 hours a day. I know one thing, after that first pay period, they wouldn't see me no more.
This is what I'm talking about. Let me I want to shed a little more light on this with Pastor Tim Tuggle in regard to the 501c3, because he knows a lot about it. The 501c3.
I think I know that fellow.
Hold on a minute. Pastor Tim?
Hey, how you doing today?
How you doing? All right now. We're here.
Now, praise the Lord. Pastor Tim is in the house.
Yes, we live. Listen, we want
to. Man, this
to
is just unbelievable. A beautiful
about.
Day to be here in the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Yeah, I was kind of listening to what we're talking about. It seemed to be a very, very interesting topic here.
Mm-hmm.
And, if I can just kind of chime in, I'd love to shed some light on that if it's all right with you.
That's fine with me. You know, we're talking about the 501c3 and how it's being used by the church and by ministers and prophets and mentoring programs. And to me, it's not being used in the right manner.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of times that people misunderstand what's truly the government vision of the 501c3. Number one, the federal government don't really want to get involved with 501c3s because is more of a charity, supposed to be a charity or based upon that, is supposed to be a charity organization. And for that benefit, they are exempt for paying taxes, federal taxes, state taxes, as well as property tax. So they're completely tax exempt. That can run up into the thousands and thousands of dollars per year. Some nonprofit organization own property all around the state or city and not paying property taxes. It got to be so rapid here in Atlanta area. From what I can tell, the criteria for even open up a nonprofit organization, you need to have at least 5 acres of land. And where can you find 5 acres of land for a church or a nonprofit organization in the city or even in a metropolitan area, unless you're grandfathered in? But one thing, you know, I heard some of the things that you all were talking about. I just wanted to share some light regarding that. When you are working for a nonprofit organization, that company is supposed to be transparent. In other words, what I mean by that is that company books what is taken in and what is spending is supposed to be public. To the public, because the public is basically funding that nonprofit organization. Let me get a little deeper into that. If I was a member of A, B, and C church, as a member of that church, I have a right to see the books of that church. And that organization is supposed to have meetings revealing what the activities are, what came in and what came out, what the funds was used for. And if they're not doing that, they could be in jeopardizing their 501c3, and the government will shut them down, and it's a possibility somebody could be going to a place that they don't want to get visited at.
The old canteen money.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So what we're saying here is that people really would have to be careful on how they use their 501c3s so that they won't end up in jail.
Right. From what I understand, the federal government is shutting down a lot of the 501c3s and making it more stringent for people who have 501c3s. And because a lot of people are taking advantage of the 501c3 status. I've even heard of people even piggybacking on somebody else's 501c3.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there, too.
Say, for instance, and I would never do this, if I got qualified under a church to have a 501c3, and then I bring in somebody else to use my 501c3, well, I or both parties can end up in federal court.
That's right. That's right.
I was listening to you all were saying something about people working all these long hours and
long
not getting
hours,
paid
long
for
hours.
It.
That's right.
Well, there are labor laws in the United States, and and if that organization is not abiding by those laws, then, that opens up another can of worms for that company. And the Department of Labor would love to talk to them regarding how they're handling people that are working and not getting paid, not even a minimum wage.
It's not even minimum wage. And I know this is not right, and it's against the law. And I just wanted to bring it to the listeners' attention, and maybe anyone who would like to maybe at a later time call in regards to that. And we have someone else on the line that's calling in regards to make a comment on that. But I appreciate you, Minister, for coming in and letting us know about giving us shedding a little light on the 501c3. You know, in the Bible, it tells in Isaiah 56, it says that these are greedy dogs. which never have enough, and they are shepherds, and they cannot understand, and all they all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain, from his own territory. And so it seems like this is what they're doing. It's all just it's about making the money, and it's about them and getting what done what they want done, regardless of what they who they're using. And it's just like this and in any other greedy scam that they put out there. It's the same thing. And these are supposed to be Christians and people that are of the cloth or that's leading your people in authority over you. And it shouldn't. These are the kind of things that shouldn't be so. But I thank you so much. Pastor Tucker for just comment on the 501c3, and I'm gonna bring in evangelist Deborah Houston. She wants to make a comment on that, and for you all who all know her, to let her say a few things. Thank you to Pastor Tucker. Deborah Houston, evangelist.
Good evening. This is Deborah Houston, but I'm in a car and it's a lot of noise. I wasn't expecting to be on this call, just to call in to listen in. So I won't hold you at this time because, like I said, I am traveling and there is some noise
okay,
in the background.
Okay, wonderful. I'm glad you are listening and you called in and you, yes. And that's all right. And so we will have you back on the show at another time, though.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, Minister D, you heard what was going on. Minister D.
I'm here.
You heard what was going on, right? You heard about the 501. Okay, that's the deal on that. And we want to take a short break just because I think a lot of these people need a lot of self-control. And that's one of the fruits of the spirit, temperance. They're just out of control with this thing. And as we sit here and wait on that, we're going to play something off of one of my CDs called Temperance. I wrote a song called Temperance some years back, and I just want people to just get an idea of what we're talking about. We're talking about self-control and keeping and following instructions and doing the right thing. Okay, hold on a minute. Independent artists that's going to be going out of the Georgia area, It's going to be a gospel, independent gospel retreat. And Gospel USA is going to be hosting that retreat. If you have any questions or anything about it, you can go online and pull up Gospel Retreat, and it will come up. The host is Cecil Brown, and it's going to be a big thing. So anybody who would like to do that, I have all the information that you will need on next week, and then you can probably call in or call me and get that information. You can always be able to call me at the number that I provided for you, area code 347-677-0645 on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be glad to answer any comments or questions that you may have in regards to that. For the prayer, I would like everybody to focus and let you know, my child, take courage and press onward, for God is not unjust, for he will not forget your work and the love you have shown him, as you have helped his people and continue to help them. For your Father, who sees the good works which you have done in secret, he himself will reward you openly. Push discouragement away from you, and do not allow the shawled sadness to hang over your head or your shoulders. We have marked your efforts, saith the Lord. Your perseverance has not escaped my notice, and I will be certain to receive your reward. Though the night is long and tiring, still it is not written, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Is it not written that? Yes, it is. Consider this and lift up your face to me, thus saith the Lord. The God who sees everything has his eyes upon you, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Let your heart be encouraged. My dear one, draw near to me now, and you will find a new song for the journey. In the name of Jesus, Psalms 126:5 says, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. We just like to thank you for tuning in. We love you. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. Minister D, I'll see you on next week.
All right.
On gospel vibes. All righty.
So for y'all that didn't go to church this morning, y'all got to get back to work.